The word for being a man is the word Adam, Aleph, Dalet, Mem. And if you spell out the word Adam in its full meaning, you take the word Aleph, the letter Aleph. Aleph is spelled Aleph, Lamed, Pei. And you take the letter Dalet. The letter Dalet is spelled Dalet, Lamed, Tuf. And the letter Mem is spelled Mem, Mem. If you spell out the whole thing, the hidden letters, those letters that you hear, Aleph, Dalet, Mem, you hear the two Mems when you say the word Mem, right? You just don't see it because you only write one Mem. Those hidden letters spell out the word Mitpalel, to daven. I mean, the hidden essence of the DNA, of the letters that make up man, is Mitpalel, is someone who davens. The Torah tells us in the beginning of Parshas Hazinu, Bnei Yisrael are called an Am Naval Velo Chacham. We're called Naval. What does it mean that we're Naval? Rashi explains it means that we aren't. We don't give Akar Satov. We don't show recognition to Hashem for all the amazing things that He's done for us in our lives. So the question is, the Ramban asks, what does it mean, this word Naval? The word Naval is we're familiar with as the word Nivela, a carcass, an animal that dies, falls onto the ground, a Nivela. Or for example, I think it's dates or figs that fall from a tree are called Novlos. They fall down after they dry up, whatever it is, they fall down from the tree, they're called Novlos. So what's this word Naval have anything to do with someone who doesn't give gratitude? The Ramban writes that the word Naval is related to the word Nafal. Naval, Nafal. They're related to one another. And really it means that he's fallen from being a human. The word Novlo is something that falls from where it's supposed to be. An animal that dies and then falls over has fallen from where it's supposed to be. So it's called a Nevela. The word Naval is similar to the word Nafal, that it falls. Someone who doesn't give gratitude, someone who doesn't recognize what someone else does for him, not just the bad guy that he's not nice and he didn't show his Hakara Satov, but he has fallen from being a human. He has fallen from being a human being. And that's what we see over here in Tefillah. A big part of Tefillah is, as we've mentioned before, is our recognition how everything that we experience comes from Hashem. We give thanks to Hashem. We praise Hashem for it. We ask Hashem for more because we know that it all comes from Hashem. It's all about recognition. So therefore, it's clear that in the hidden DNA, in the letters that spell out the word Adam, we have the word Mitpalel. Because someone who doesn't daven, someone who doesn't appreciate what davening is about, he's lacking in the fundamentals of becoming a human, of being a man. So we have to realize that when we embark on davening, or when we want to prioritize, what should we work on in life? So of course, davening is up there on the list, number one. Because if you don't daven, and you don't recognize that everything is from Hashem, that's not part of our whole life. And like we've mentioned, it takes us from one davening to the next davening. It encapsulates everything that we do in our life. So then we're falling from a basic part of being a man. That's how chashuv tefillah is. Everyone should have an incredible davening, an amazing day.